When Souk heads to the polls for the 2026 municipal election, a familiar name will be missing from the ballot. Mayor Maha Tate has announced she will not be seeking re-election next fall, a decision she says comes with both excitement and uncertainty. "It's time to move on and find a new adventure," Tate told the Souk News Mirror. "Sometimes you need to plan your exit and be in control of that. That's what I've decided to do. And I know there are amazing people in our community that are also interested in serving." First elected to the district of Souk in 2008, Tate served two terms as a councillor before being elected mayor in 2014. She was re-elected in 2018 and again in 2022. When her current term ends in 2026, she will have served 18 years, the longest of any Souk council member. "That went by fast," she says with a laugh. When Tate first took office, Souk's population hovered around 10,000. "Today, it's pushing past 17,000 and the pace of change," she says, "has been dizzying. I had a flip phone and a digital camera back then," Tate says. "Now I carry a computer around. We went from paper agendas, big printed maps to everything being on an iPad." Over nearly two decades, Tate has represented Souk not only locally but provincially and nationally, serving on the Capital Regional District Board, the Union of BC Municipalities, and the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. Earlier this year, Tate also ran as the NDP candidate in Esquimalt-Saanich Souk, but lost to Liberal candidate Stephanie McLean. "That didn't play out, and that's fine," she says. "I gave it a go and did my best. If you don't try, you don't know." That experience, along with nearly 18 years in local politics, has left her feeling kind of politicsed out, she says, and ready for the next chapter of her life. But as for what comes next, Tate admits, that's the big mystery. As her time at Souk winds down, she's taking stock of the skills she's developed and what might come next. "It's a little scary, I'll share that, because I haven't actually pounded the pavement looking for a job since, oh boy, 1995, she said. "I have a young son and I care for an aging father-in-law. Our family dynamic has shifted, so I need to think what would work best for my family too. That's why I'm grateful I have time to sort of plan that and think about it. Of course, I'll do whatever in the end to pay the bills. That's just the reality of living." Asked what she'll miss most about being mayor, Tate is quick to answer. "The people," she says. "My elected colleagues, the staff I work with, our emergency first responders, community groups, all of them. And honestly, I'll even miss the tough decisions. Those times when you need to have really meaningful, thoughtful discussion, tough public scrutiny, in a fair and respectful environment, I'll actually miss that." She's also treasured her connection with the community's younger generation. "Engaging with children and youth in Souk, that's been a lot of fun," she says. "When I ask what they love about Souk, it's our trails and the fact they can safely get around their community. We've made huge strides there, and we have a new extension that's going to open very soon that could make a dramatic difference for kids of all ages." She's also proud of Souk's growing relationship with the Tisuke First Nation and the ongoing reconciliation work. "Flying Tisuke's flag and learning to be better stewards of the land. That's a big part of what I'll carry with me," she says. "It's about recognizing those who have been here since time immemorial and what that means for the work we do." For anyone thinking about following in her footsteps, Tate has simple but heartfelt advice. "Have an honest talk with your family first, as they're your biggest allies, and they get the worst of your energy," she says. "And the role comes with sacrifice. There are late nights, evenings you're on call, plans change, so you need to be realistic about it. But it's also deeply rewarding." She encourages future candidates to step beyond their comfort zones and speak to people in all corners of the community. "Go and talk to people with different views and hear what they have to say. It's so important to engage with as many people as you can." But despite its challenges, Tate says there will never be a dull moment serving on Souk Council. "That's what makes it interesting, it keeps me young, it'd be boring otherwise," she says. No two meetings have ever been the same.